Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of my divine mother Sai. I, Nalini Deepak Ullal, State Youth Coordinator from Karnataka, extend a hearty welcome to all my sisters from all over India to this All India Mahila Convention happening today and tomorrow at Prashanti Nilayam, the holy abode of our beloved Sai Ma. Yatra Naryastu Pujyante Ramante Tatra Devataha Yatra Yatastu Na Pujyante Sarvastatra Phalaha Kriyaha. This verse, which is derived from Manusmriti, translates to, where the women are worshipped, there the gods rejoice. Where the women are not worshipped, all the sacred rites performed there remain unfruitful. Here, we have gathered today to spread our wings of love and devotion and to make womanhood a celebration. I now request Srimati Kamala Pandya, National Coordinator of Mahila Vibhag, to present the inaugural talk. Srimati Kamala Nimish Pandya, whom we lovingly call Kamala Auntie, stepped into Swami's divine fold at the tender age of 5. At 17, she became a Balvikas Guru. She is also 3 times gold medalist. First, for psychology from Bombay University. Second, for jurisprudence from Bombay University. And third, and the most important one, from Bhagwan himself, on education in human values. Shall we hear it louder for Kamala Aunty all? Her marriage was solemnized in the divine presence of Bhagwan inside the interview room with Shri Nimish Pandya, our present All India President. She was directed by Bhagwan to do law after marriage and presently is a practicing advocate at Bombay Court. I request you, Auntie, to present the inaugural talk.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I thought the women can be more vibrant. Om Shri Sai Ram. Today is indeed a red letter day for the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. More than 3,000 Mahilas from all the states of India have gathered here today for the National Mahila Convention. Bhagwan Baba has repeatedly said during his earthly sojourn that the woman is the pillar of a value-based society. She has numerous roles to play: a mother, a daughter, a wife, a sister-in-law, and even a daughter-in-law. In fact, while man is the jewel of God's creation, woman is the crown jewel of God. Let me share a story. It was the 6th day of Lord's creation. Lord was working hard on creating his masterpiece, a woman. The angel came and asked God, "God, why so many days to create this creation? God looked at angel and said, angel, you don't know. This is my masterpiece that I am creating. Angel said, masterpiece? But what about the ones which you created before? Oh, said Lord, those are my drafts. The one I'm creating today is my masterpiece, the woman. God, a masterpiece? What's so remarkable about her? God said, you know something? She can play multiple roles. Mother, daughter, sister, sister-in-law, anything. And that too with two hands. God, two hands? Is that your standard model? Yes, said God, that's my standard model. Fantastic, said the angel. And then the angel thought for a while and said, God, can woman think? Ha, 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 said the Lord. Not only think, she can rationalize, arbitrate, mediate. She has seven attributes more. Valor, fine speech, positivity, patience, fortitude, wisdom, intelligence. She's a crown of virtues. Fantastic, said the angel. And he went closer to the creation and touched the lady on her cheek. Hey God, this is too soft, he said. God laughed and said, soft from outside, angel, soft from outside. Inside, intrinsically strong. Fantastic. That's remarkable, said the angel. Hey God, you made a mistake, said the angel. Mistake? Yes, God, there's a fault in your creation. Fault in my creation? Yes. What's that, angel? Lord, there is a tear in the eye of your creation. Ha, 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 said the Lord. Not a tear, angel. It's a tear, tears of mercy, tears of love, tears of joy, tears of misery. That water that is leaking from her eyes is her compassion. Fantastic. And then Lord was quiet. Angel wondered why Lord was quiet. And then the Lord said something. Angel, there's one problem that I envisage. You know something? The woman never understands her worth. That's my biggest problem. And dear Mahilas, brothers and sisters, we have all gathered here, especially the Mahilas, to understand our worth and to become worthy instruments in the divine mission. We are all members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. As the name suggests, SSSS organization, what the IT team calls as SSS organization. The entire message, the entire philosophy of Bhagwan for every Mahila to perform during the day is contained in that SSS. Swami says, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, the first S, every woman must pledge from today, and not only women, every brother must pledge from today, that they will start the day with silent sitting and prayer. They will fill the day with the next S, study of Sai literature. They will end the day with the last S of self-audit. It's only when these three S's are done that you can plunge into seva. That completes Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. Start the day with silent sitting and prayer. This will bring you closer to God. It will open up the voice of God from within. Let me share a story. A mother and son were walking in the garden, and suddenly the son saw an aeroplane flying across and said, "Mom, look, there's a plane going up in the skies." Mother said, "Yes, son, how big is it?" "Mom, it's too small, tiny little dot in the sky," said the little son. "Don't worry, tomorrow when we fly to Goa from Mumbai, I'll show you the aeroplane at close quarters." Next day, the boy packed his bag and was ready to go to the airport. He reached the airport and was waiting to board the plane when he went near the window pane. And what does he see? The plane at the tarmac. And he shouted, "Mom, that plane is enormous. It's huge. It's not like a dot in the sky." And what did mother say? Very important. "Son, remember, whenever you go close to something, it appears larger in your life. Similarly is with God. Go closer to God and He will come large into your life." So start the day with silent sitting. Fill it with reading of Sai literature, good literature, and end the day with self-audit. That will bring you closer to God. Self-audit, why? Am I a better person today than what I was yesterday? Am I a better Balvikas guru? Am I a better Sevadal? Am I a better singer? Everything must be tested. Gandhiji never put his head on the pillow till he answered this question. All of us must start the simple exercise. Jo dincharya kehte hai na, wohi hame karna hai roz. Morning silent sitting, afternoon self-study or during the evening, and end with self-audit. This self-audit will transform you to a better person. Jab se maine sai paya, mera jeevan badal badal gaya. Is jahan ki buraiyon se mujhe chudaya, pyar deke tab se dil mera man meri kaya, mera jeevan badal badal gaya. Jab se maine sai paya, mera jeevan badal badal gaya. This is that we have to bring about transformation. People should look at you and feel, yes, this is what Sai Baba. This is Sai Baba. I remember when we go to court, they never call us as Mr. and Mrs. Pandya. They call us as Sai Baba lawyers. It's a great thing to be called as a Sai Baba lawyer. So why worry about the world? Improve yourself and there shall be one fool less in this world, said George Bernard Shaw. The next 2 days are very important for all of us. In the morning, we inaugurated the exhibition, a fantastic job by all the 20 states. Give all the ladies a fantastic applause. This exhibition will remain open till 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow from morning 7 to 12, mid-noon. Not only that, in the afternoon today, we are going to have workshops for the designated participants for the wings of the Satya Sai Seva organization, spiritual, service, education, youth, and one more, IT. So 5 wings of 20 members per state, or it will be almost 60 totally in each group, will collect in the afternoon between 12 noon to 3 p.m. to discuss the agenda paper of all these 5 wings: education, service, spirituality, youth, and IT. After the deliberations, tomorrow morning, the entire report will be placed at his lotus feet, and this will become, hopefully, the decisions of the All India Mahila Convention. We also have with us, very importantly, that while the participants are busy with the workshop, the remaining delegates will move to the exhibition center on the first floor and hear the All India President talk to you on the role of women in the SAI organization. It's very important that we remember what Mother Teresa said. A family that prays together stays together. And a woman plays a very important role in this mode of prayer. The woman is the bank where all gather and deposit their anger, worry and hurt. She's the cement that binds the relations in the family. And therefore, we must respect women. Finally, let me share with you a secret. Today afternoon, you are going to witness a drama, a musical drama by the children of Satya Sai School, Dharmakshetra and Aksa, entitled Nari Ek Shakti. But hear the story behind this. This drama was conceived in the year 1996, 20 years ago. Everything was ready. Children were trained, music was ready, everything was ready. And suddenly we get a call that the drama is shelved. 20 years the drama remained on the shelf. Today it is going to be staged because God wanted, divine providence wanted that Nari Ek Shakti be staged at the All India Mahila Convention. There is a role, there is a time for everything in life. And therefore patience is necessary. Do not get irritable, angry, fast. Mahilas, we have to show that we are patient, forbearing, understanding, because that is our virtue. In the end, I conclude, all of us who have gathered here must go back inspired, motivated and charged. Why? Unless we are moved, we cannot move. Unless we are motivated, we cannot motivate. Unless we are happy, we cannot make others happy. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, ma'am. That was truly inspiring and vibrant. We promise we shall incorporate the true and inner meaning of the 4 S of our organization, silent prayer and silent sitting, study of Sai literature, self-audit and selfless seva. Thanks once again, ma'am. Now, we have the release of compendium, which is a compilation of articles written by Sai sisters from various states of India on the topic, Women, the Pillar of Strength and Values. May I request our respected former All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Sri Srinivasan sir, who is also the advisory to the organization, to release the compendium. I have great pleasure in announcing the chief guest for the day, Srimati Vandita Sharma, who shall address the gathering. Srimati Vandita Sharma, IAS, belongs to the Indian Administrative Service and has completed 30 years of service. She is originally from Punjab and has done her post-graduation in English literature. She also has a degree in Masters in Development Management from the Asia Institute of Management, Manila. She did her district postings in Hasan, Mandya, Belgaum, and has served in Karnataka in several departments, such as Women and Child Department, Primary and Secondary Education Department, and Health Department. Apart from this, she worked in the Government of India in Ministry of Civil Aviation. Following her elevation to the rank of Additional Chief Secretary to the Government of India in January 2016, she currently heads Infrastructure Department in Government of Karnataka. I request you, ma'am, to address the gathering. Shall we hear it for Mrs. Vandita Sharma?
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the holy lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Dear sisters and brothers, first and foremost, before I say anything, let me take this opportunity to congratulate the All India Satya Sai Seva Organization and the Mahila Vibhag, who have done such a tremendous job today. And I happen to visit the exhibition in the morning. Let me express my heartfelt congratulations and gratitude to you for bringing out the hidden talents of the Indian women and showcasing them so beautifully today. My very best wishes to all of you. It was really wonderful. Further, I also must confess that I really am not competent to stand here and speak today. However, the orders have come from above, and I have this great and wonderful once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm greatly honored, and I pray to our Swami to make me his adequate messenger. Whatever we do in our lives, whatever we think, whatever we say, is nothing but Swami makes us do. He lives through us. Keeping that in mind and going to today's topic, when I was told that today's discussion point is on women, the role of women in inculcating values in society, in a value-based society, I must say that I was very nervous because it's a very difficult topic. It's not easy. We are in the midst of very, very turbulent times, not only in India, but entire elsewhere in the globe also. In such a situation, if we just pause and ponder, where do we stand? Where are we today? Before we look at that, let us look at our past. Let us look at our history, our glorious heritage. In fact, in her introductory welcome, Srimati Nalini had already quoted from the Manusmriti when she said, Yatra Naryastu Pujyante Ramante Tatra Devata. Yes, we do come from that heritage. We do come from that glorious past where we had great and honored women like Gargi, Maitreyi, Lopamudra, etc., Ghosha, etc. These women are honored and revered even today, right from the Vedic times. However, let us not forget the reality. A reality check is important because in the course of centuries that followed the Vedic times, there has been a great decline in the status of women in our country and elsewhere too. However, even then, I must say, although women were relegated to the four walls of the household, they were not even allowed education. In spite of that, the role of women has always been a sterling example of womanhood. They have, in their own quiet way, served society even then. Who does better service to a family than a woman? In all ages that we have seen, in the past, in the Middle Ages, and today, woman still continues to be the foundation stone of a family. She is the pillar that holds the family together. So let us not forget the entire ages of service that a woman has done very quietly in her own way in our society, in our families, in our country, and in the world. However, today I must say that there is a lot of opening up. Equal rights for women has been in the forefront. Women are being educated all over. It's not only the policy of the government, but I have to say that our own beloved Swami has been promoting women's education in a big way in entire country and the world. So today we are at crossroads. We have to examine where we stand today. We are in the middle of very tough times because on one side we find that we are coming into the society, we are learning the value systems taught by our beloved Lord, and at the same time we are in the midst of a very, very turbulent society. There is a lot of change happening. We are in the grip of materialism. There is an onslaught of consumerism that is happening. The focus of our society is shifting from values to sense gratification. Now, in such a scenario where we find that the integrity of character, the importance of values in our life is not so important, but our comforts and sense gratification is becoming more and more important. In such a scenario, where do we play a role? And in what manner do we play a role? And my dear sisters and brothers, I must say that our role here becomes doubly, doubly important because we are the pillars of strength for our families as well as society. Women are the first gurus. Swami always used to say that you are the first gurus. A child is born in a family. Who holds the child first? Right from day one, as mothers, we bring up our children, and whatever we teach our children is what they are going to learn. So, although the responsibility of the father is no less, but it is from the mother that the child first and foremost learns by seeing, by hearing, by emulating. The small child, the mind of a small child is very, very moldable. It is very impressionable. And at that stage itself, it is our onerous duty. And I'm honored to say that as a woman, God has given us that wonderful opportunity to bring in the great values into a child. Once we do that, the child becomes a wonderful citizen of society, a member of a family, society, country. All the values which our Bhagwan has always talked about, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa, very important in today's world, they have to come from within us. We, if from the beginning when we rear our children, if we inculcate these values in them, and we also show them in our day-to-day living by our own practice, I am sure that we will be able to rear great and good human beings. Ultimately, the most important thing in life and in this world and in this society is to be a good human being. And that is what I think my Baba, my Swami, has always said and taught us. In fact, there is a small saying which I like to quote from Dr. Brigham Young, who says, You educate a man. You educate a woman, you educate a generation. This is the responsibility, my dear sisters, we are bearing from times immemorial, and more so in today's very complicated world. This is a great responsibility that we are bearing, and we have to bring in more and more right thinking, righteousness in this world. In fact, I cannot resist from quoting our beloved Bhagwan, who said, when there is righteousness in the heart, there is beauty in character. When there is beauty in character, there is harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there is order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there is peace in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, what else do we need today? In the world of today, we need peace. We need ahimsa. And there is so much of turbulence happening all around us. And we, as women, in our very quiet and back bencher way, we can inculcate that peace by spreading that love and peace all around us, wherever we are, at every moment of our lives. In fact, whenever we think of Swami and His great bountiful love enveloping us, we always think of Him as a mother. We always say, Saima. And we always say, the love of a thousand mothers is flowing out of my mother, Swami. We always look at Him in His feminine form. So, if we can take a small particle of that love, sow the seeds of that love in our heart and spread it all around in our families, I am sure the society will become a much, much better place to live in. The other very important dictum of Swami, and which I find is very difficult, is when He says, not only you have to love all, you also have to serve all. Love all, serve all. My dear sisters and brothers, I can say one thing for sure, that service comes to women very naturally. It's inborn with them. Like our sister Kamlaji had said, there is a tear in the eye. That is because of the love, the compassion, and the urge and the need to serve others. That is very inborn in us. It is inculcated in us all the time. The women in all strata of society, I have seen in my little amount of service that I have done, that right from the poorest of the poor women to the richest of the women, when it comes to their own near and dear, they serve unconditionally. The love of a woman is unconditional. That is what we have to learn, and that is what we have to inculcate and spread in our society. It's very important to understand, as earlier said, women have two facets. They are definitely epitomes of love, but they are a great balance of head and heart. We have both the sides. It's very important to understand that on one side, a woman is very loving and gentle. And on the other side, she can be very, very strong when the need arises. On the one side, we are soft like butter. And on the other side, we can be strong like steel when the situation arises. And history has proven that time and again, we have the greatest of women who have served society, who have led wars also at the time of need. So there is a great balance of rationality and emotion, intellect and emotion in women. And that is what we need to harness in our hearts, and we need to do our best to inculcate the values taught by our Bhagwan in our family, in our children, in ourselves, and in all the family members all around us. That would be serving our God. I think so. And if we can do that, we would have probably lived up to a small extent of what our Bhagwan always taught us. Nevertheless, I have to say one thing. That does not mean that men are exempt from all the duties. It's not necessarily like that. Women, yes, we hold the women, the family together. However, the responsibility of bringing harmony in a family is a joint responsibility. Both women and men together, if we bring a very spiritual atmosphere in the house, if we can together live a life steeped in godliness, spirituality, and live a value-based life, I am sure our children will also love this, learn the same thing and bring these things further in the society. There is nothing else in this world which I feel is important. Riches, status, whatever comes and goes is of no significance at all. What matters most is to be a good human being at the end of the day. And if we can bring that about, our role, our job is well done, and we can bring about service in this world. And that is what our Swami said. I would just like to, in the end, I have to say just 2-3 lines from one of the most beautiful poems that I have come across by Saint Francis of Assisi, when he said, "O Lord, let me be an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy." That is what I say to all my dear sisters and brothers. Om Sai Ram.
I request Ms. Neeta Khanna, National Mahila Coordinator, to honor our chief guest, Srimati Vandita Sharma. Thank you, ma'am. That was truly inspiring, and thank you for highlighting the innate great qualities of women and women empowerment. I would like to quote Swami here. "Modesty and devotion to God are real jewels of womankind. When women are true, brave, kind and compassionate, the world can have an era of peace and joy." I now request Sister Shiraj Daruwala from Gujarat to introduce the dignitaries. I request Mrs. Chetna to do the honors for the dignitaries.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I request the first dignitary for the day, Honorable Srimati Dipti Gaur Mukherjee, who is an IAS officer with over 20 years of work experience. Currently, ma'am is a commissioner of school education department in Madhya Pradesh. Srimati Mukherjee came into the fold of Sai at the age of 12. Ma'am has been associated with Seva and other activities of the Sai Society in Noida. Both her parents have guided and involved her in various Seva activities. For each dignitary, Swami has sent a sari. I now request Honorable Dr. Jayanti Rath, who has done her MA, MPhil, and PhD from Bhubaneswar. Presently, ma'am is serving as a superintendent, Odisha State Museum, Bhubaneswar. Ma'am has several publications to her credit, has attended various seminars, and has received various awards. I now humbly request Honorable Padma Shri Dr. Tulasi Munda, who holds a position as Secretary to Adivasi Vikas Samiti. Ma'am has received various awards, one of the most prestigious being the Padma Shri Award for the social work. Though ma'am did not have formal education, she has been instrumental in starting 18 schools for girls. Ma'am has been a source of inspiration to the women in her region. I now humbly request Dr. Shraddha Lunia, a gold medalist in BHMS, who has established... She is not here. Moving on to the next dignitary, I now request Honorable Dr. Lata, a gold medalist in MTech, who has spent 30 years of service, teaching, research, consultancy, and administration. Ma'am has held various prestigious posts and has published several papers in national and international journals, and also has received various awards.
Thank you, Chetna ji. Can I call Mrs. Nanda? Thank you, Chetna ji.
Thank you, Chetna ji. May I please call Naganan ma'am? I now request Honorable Swati Anand, who is an architect by profession. Ma'am was given her first assignment to prepare a master plan of Prashanti Nilayam in the year 1999. Ma'am has played an important role in setting up of girls' residential school in the backward belt of Hisar.
And now I call upon Srimati T. Ibe Chauvi Devi from Manipur. She is a retired principal of TG Higher Secondary School, Imphal, Manipur. She has served as an educationist for 29 years from 1971 to 2016. Srimati T. Ibe Chauvi Devi is a national awardee. She has received the Best Teacher Award from the former President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, in the year 2013. Above all, she is the ardent senior Sai devotee.
Mrs. Premlata Paneerselvam is principal and secretary, Mahatma School, Madurai. She has made her mark in the field of education and also organic farming. SI Madurai has bestowed Woman of the Year Award to Mrs. Premlata for the year 2016, Dr. Radhakrishnan Award for the Best Teacher 2001, and she has received several such awards. Mrs. Dhanalakshmi Jayachandran graduated in the area of philosophy from the Women's Christian College, Chennai. She is a philanthropist and has done huge contribution for the upliftment of downtrodden classes of people in the society. She has cherished goals of economics and moral progress to earn a respectable place in the Committee of Nation. Please give her a big applause. Padma Shri P. Sushila. The very name would evoke memories of many a number rendered in her rich and resonant to the fans of South India. Oh, I'm sorry, she's not here today. Kavignar Ponmadi. As a retired professor, Madam has written many stories and poems on Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Ma'am's work have continuously been published in many weekly, bi-monthly and monthly Tamil magazines. Ma'am is a renowned speaker and has been devoted to our Bhagawan since many years. Second. Srimati N.G. Bimolata Devi is the proprietor of Ningthibi Collection, Manipur. She was honored with National Award as an entrepreneur in the year 2004 by former Prime Minister of India, Dr. Manmohan Singh. In May 2005, she was honored with Excellence and Best Entrepreneur Award by State Bank of India. In June 2005, she was honored with a memento by former Prime Minister of India in recognition of her outstanding contribution in the field of traditional arts and craft in the country. Sri Udyamitya Samman 2016 was also presented by Betty and Siksha Foundation and Believe India for her outstanding contribution in the field of women empowerment. Last and not the least, Mrs. Suresh Kumar, wife of Honorable Mr. Justice Suresh Kumar, Kerala High Court. Give her a big hand, please.
We have to call upon the Chief Justice to take her sari.
I call upon the chief guest to take her sari.
Thank you, ma'am, for doing the honors. It gives me great pleasure in announcing the award for excellence to Srimati Vidya Srinivasan. I request Srimati Bhagwati to do the honors. Ma'am. Sister Amrita shall read the citation. Thank you.
Om Shri Sai Ram.
Can I call Mr. Srinivasan to receive the award? It is indeed my great honor to stand amongst one and all and introduce you all to the eminent personality who has entitled herself to the Excellence Award, Srimati Vidya Srinivasan. Srimati Vidya, wife of Shri V. Srinivasan, a former All India President. Shri V. Srinivasan had the first darshan of Bhagwan Baba at Chennai and was kindly invited by Swami to Puttaparthi. The spiritual journey of both Srimati Vidya and Shri V. Srinivasan began in February 1971. Srimati Vidya actively participated in Balbakas and started taking classes in Chennai. Bhagwan himself appointed Srimati Vidya and Srimati Nimmi Kunwar as the National Balbakas Joint Deputy Coordinator. Balbakas has been her life all those years. Sai Ram.
Now we have the musical program by the state of Karnataka, followed by bhajans and the Mahamangalarati. Sai Ram.
Salutation at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Sai Ma. Today's music program is rendered by Srimati Rajeshri Srikant, a renowned artist from Karnataka. She will be accompanied by Srimati Jyotsna B.S. on the violin and Srimati Ranjini Siddhanti on the mridangam. Srimati Rajeshri will give an auspicious beginning to the National Mahila Conference by invoking Goddess Saraswati, Goddess of Learning. This will be followed by Prabhuji Tum Chandan Ham Pani by Sant Raidas, which depicts the ultimate surrender and the merging of Jivatma with Paramatma. She will be also rendering Bhagyada Lakshmi Baramma, an ode to the Goddess of Prosperity. This is a beautiful composition by Dasa Shrestha Purandara Dasa, which has gained popularity the world over. Srimati Rajeshri will conclude the music program with an abhang composed by Sant Namdev, which depicts the glory of Lord and makes us immersed in the ocean of his love forever. Jai Sai Ram.
Mata Marakata Shyama Matangi Madhushalini Kuryat Kataksham Kalyani Kadambavanava ಶಯನೀಲೋತ್ಪಲದ್ಯುತೆ ಜಯ ಸಂಗೀತ ರಸಿಕೆಯ ಜಯ ಲೀಲಾ ಶುಕಪ್ರಿಯ
ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಶರಣಾಗತ ಪ್ರತಿಪಾಲನ ಹರಿ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರಿ ಮಾತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಶರಣಾಗತ ಪ್ರತಿಪಾಲನ ಹರಿ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರಿ ಮಾತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಶ್ವೇತವಸನ ಕಮಲಾಸನ ಸುಂದರ ಸಂಗ ಸಖಿ ಶೋಭ ಹಂಸ ಸವಾರಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ
ಘನ ಬನ ಗಮ ಮೋರಾ
दीपक हम बाती प्रभु जी तुम दीपक हम बाती जाकी ज्योति कबरा दिन राति जाकी ज्योति कबरा दिन राति प्रभु जी ಕರೆಯುತ್ತಾರೆ ಮನಕ ಮನೆಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಯ ದೋರೆ ದಿನಕರ ಕೋಡಿ ತೇಜದೆ ಹೊಳೆಯುವ ಜನಕರಾಯನ ಕುಮಾರಿ ಬೇಗ ಭಯ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಬಾರಮ್ಮ ಸಕ್ಕರೆ ತುಪ್ಪ ಕಾಲು ಬೆಹರಿಸಿ ಸಕ್ಕರೆ ತುಪ್ಪ ಕಾಲು ಸಕರೆ ತುಪ್ಪ ಕಾಲು ಬೆಹರಿಸಿ ಶುಕ್ರವಾರದ ಪೂಜೆಯ ವೇಳೆಗೆ ಅಕ್ಕರೆಯುಳ್ಳ ಅಳಗಿರಿ ರಂಗನ ಚೊಕ್ಕ ಪುರಲ್ಲರ ವಿಠಲನ ರಾಣಿ ಅಕ್ಕರೆಯುಳ್ಳ ಅಳಗಿರಿ ರಂಗನ ಚೊಕ್ಕ ಪುರಲ್ಲರ ವಿಠಲನ ರಾಣಿ ಚೊಕ್ಕ ಪುರಲ್ಲರ ವಿಠಲನ ರಾಣಿ ಚೊಕ್ಕ ಪುರಲ್ಲರ ವಿಠಲನ ರಾಣಿ ಭಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ವರಮ್ಮ ನಮ್ಮ ಮನೆಯೋ ಭಯದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ವರಮ್ಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ವರಮ್ಮ
सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.